When it comes to electric cars, range is one thing, efficiency is another. The first simply indicates the ability of a model to cover a certain number of kilometers on a charge, and the second is the amount of energy used to protect them. The two concepts are clearly linked, as efficiency directly affects range. But she's not the only one. A car can use a lot of energy, but have a huge battery, so it offers a long range. But a larger battery, among other things, is also heavier, more expensive, and more expensive to recharge. It has the reputation of being the cheapest electric car on the market, a mini SUV, with a clear urban vocation. The Dacia Spring also has efficiency as one of its particularities. The battery is 27.4 kWh, while the motor delivers 44 horsepower. Based on the equal-cost multipath routing platform, the company's Peugeot E208 at Le Lion paved the way for the electrification of the group, which then saw the arrival of the Opel Corsa and a series of zero-emission SUVs. Compared to the version that debuted in 2019, whose consumption was 14.7 kWh per 100 km, it has increased in 2021 to 13.2 kWh per 100 km, and is now ready for a new series of improvements, which will put it at the level of the leader of the category. The new South Korean sedan is a behemoth of efficiency. In terms of consumption, it displays an almost record value of 12.6 kWh per 100 km, obtained thanks to meticulous work on the shape of the car. The IONIQ 6 has obtained this enviable result also thanks to the platform adopted, the same as that of the IONIQ 5 and the Kia EV6. This EGMP platform has an 800-volt architecture, a charging power of 350 kilowatts, and the ability to power external electronic devices with vehicle-to-load. An urban supercar in terms of technical and dynamic characteristics, this is what the BMW i3 was called when it was officially launched. The restyling brought, among other things, a more performance-oriented S version. But the design is not all the car has shown. Among its strengths, it is the best efficiency in its category. A great little classic reviewed and revolutionized in electric mode. Since its debut, the 500e has effectively represented a turning point in this phase of zero-emissions evolution. The combination of its assets, style, elegance, and compact dimensions with current technology allows the 500e to be one of the best-selling electric cars. The action version, with a smaller battery and less power, takes third place. The others have a slightly higher consumption, around 13.9 kWh per 100 km. If we talk about a turning point, we can't help but mention the Tesla Model 3. The American sedan has truly paved the way for electric cars in the old continent. For their part, Elon Musk's cars have always had management software and an aerodynamic study such that efficiency remains among the best in the category. In this case, 13.3 kWh per 100 km for the basic version. When talking about market queens, we can't help mentioning Renault Zoe's best-selling zero-emission car in Europe in 2020. The Losange City car has evolved considerably since its inception. Today, with the second generation, it reaches a capacity of 52 kWh for the battery pack and an advertised efficiency of 13.7 kWh per 100 km. It is Hyundai's most transverse model. The electric IONIQ, after its restyling, presented the 38.3 kWh battery, allowing an announced autonomy of 311 km. This same version is capable of consuming 14.1 kWh per 100 km. Born in its electric version in 2018, with a launch at the Geneva Motor Show, the Kona EV was offered with two battery sizes, respectively 39.2 and 64 kWh. With the latter, we cover more distance, and with the former, we obtain greater efficiency. The declared consumption remains at 14.3 kWh per 100 km over an average cycle. Daughter of the Stellantis Group's ECMP platform, the Citroën EC4 offers a 50 kWh battery pack with an engine capable of delivering 100 kW. The average consumption declared according to WLTP standards is 14.3 kWh per 100 km.
لحظات با فیلو جذاب تر میگذره.